Betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day I will hear, saith the Lord. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them that were not my people, Thou art my people, and they shall say, Thou art my God. In that day the remnant of Israel, and such as are escaped out of the house of Jacob, shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. Isaiah 10:20. From every nation and kindred and tongue and people, there will be those who will gladly respond to the message, fear God, and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come. They will turn from every idol that binds them to this earth, and will worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. They will free themselves from every entanglement, and will stand before the world as monuments of God's mercy, obedient to every divine requirement. They will be recognized by angels and by men as those that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth the seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Amos 9:13-15. And when Sister White is bringing these passages together, what she is teaching us is that Jezreel symbolizes where the Lord renews His covenant with His people at the end of the world. And He is going to show mercy upon people that have not had mercy. And those that were not His people are going to become His people. And this is the sealing. This is an illustration of the final covenant people that are going to stand at the end of the world. But in connection with Jezreel is this final battle of earth. And it's these monuments of God's mercy, Sister White calls them, that will free themselves from every entanglement and will stand before the world as monuments of God's mercy. It's the faithful people at the end of the world that are fully reflecting the character of Christ, that have